Pack it up, pack it in. We're about to begin. Tim is here and Jeff be joining in. Hope you like the intro. Hope you like the show. Now turn up the volume because we're ready to go. Welcome, boys and girls, to the Weidman Can't Jump Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Weidman Can't Jump. This, as always, is your host, Tim, from the Great White North. It's Thursday, September the 8th. Been a weird day so far. Just saw the Queen died. I've been the Queen my entire life and then some. Kind of a crazy thought. Made me feel a little bit old. Condolences to the Commonwealth and the British Empire for the loss of the Queen. Today, though, to overshadow that, it's week one of NFL football. Thursday night football tonight, the Buffalo Bills on the road to the Los Angeles Rams. Look forward to it. But first, before we go any further, full disclosure, Jeff is AWOL. Not sure where Jeff's at. I have to assume that he's got busy at work or something similar, as I haven't heard from him, and my attempts to reach him have failed. So we're going to assume nothing horrible has happened to Jeff, and if so, I hope somebody lets me know. But anyway, knowing Jeff, he's probably out chasing skirt. But anyhow, let's look at, we had week one of college football last week. Interesting week, a lot of interesting results, and then some not quite so interesting, but very predictable. Powers that be, when I say the powers that be, I'm talking about Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, all winners. Notre Dame goes down, although they put up a pretty decent showing against Ohio State. So I think even though they're 0-1, that bodes well for them going forward, Ed. Alabama, I don't know what you can take from a 55-0 win over Utah State. I mean, Alabama's good, but what that really tells us, I don't really know. Georgia rolls over Oregon. So much for that number 11 ranking, Oregon, 49-3. That one wasn't even close. Texas A&M, of course, 31-0 over Sam Houston. Not sure what that tells us. Bit of an upset, or at least I think it was an upset, now I'm starting to wonder. Jeff, who went all in on Utah, loses to the Gators, 29-26. Pretty close game, though. Could have went either way, I guess, but that doesn't bode well for Utah. They're in a division where they really don't have a lot of high-quality opponents, so losing to an unranked team, not good for their long-term success as far as a playoff is concerned. Michigan rolls all over Colorado State. Colorado State, 51-7. Don't know what that tells us. Oklahoma, number 9 ranked, all over UTEP, 45-13. Not really to tell us anything either. Number 10, Baylor, 69-10 over Albany State. 59-point win. Looks impressive, but it's Albany State, so I don't know. NC State holds on against East Carolina, wins 21-20. USC, ranked number 14, rolls all over Rice, 66-14. Made Rice Krispies out of them, they did. The Miami Hurricanes, ranked 16th, all over Bethune-Cook, 70-13. Boy, that must have been quite the extravaganza to watch. Number 18, Wisconsin, 38-0 over Illinois State. Number 19, ranked Arkansas Razorbacks, beats Cincinnati, 31-24, both ranked top 25 ranked teams. Won't be any longer, and we'll get to that in a second. Number 20, Kentucky, 37-13 over Miami of Ohio. Ole Miss defeats Troy. I guess Troy probably should go back into hiding. 28-10 for Ole Miss. I guess not a bad score. Triple overtime. Number 24 ranked Houston over the University of Texas San Antonio, 37-35. And BYU beats South Florida, 50-21. So what did that do to the rankings, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Last week, of course, Alabama stays at 1. Georgia moves up a spot to number 2. Ohio State drops a spot to number 3. Michigan rises 4 spots to number 4. Clemson, despite a win, drops 1 spot to number 5. A&M stays steady at 6. Oklahoma moves up 2 spots to number 7. Notre Dame drops 3 spots to number 8, but that's, I don't know. You know, you lose to who you lose to and you drop 3 spots. I'm not sure about that one. Baylor goes up a spot to 9. USC goes up 4 spots to 10. Oklahoma State goes up a spot to 11. Florida jumps, I don't know, 14 or 15 spots from not even being ranked in the top 25 to number 12. Utah only drops 6 spots. This is what I can't figure out. So Notre Dame loses to a ranked team. They drop 3 spots. Utah loses to a totally unranked team. I mean, they dropped 6 spots, but shouldn't you drop even more? Like, that doesn't seem like enough. Michigan State goes up 1 spot to 14. Miami goes up 1 spot to 15. Arkansas jumps 3 spots up to 16. Pittsburgh remains the same at 17 after their win over West Virginia. NC State wins but drops 5 spots. Wisconsin wins but drops a spot to 19. Kentucky wins and stays even at 20. BYU goes up 4 spots to number 21 from number 25. Ole Miss drops 1 spot to 22. Wake Forest drops a spot to 23. Into the rankings at number 24 is Tennessee. And Houston, despite the win, drops 1 spot to number 25. So, interesting week one. This Saturday, we've got some semi-interesting matchups, I think. Alabama at on the road to Texas. That's going to be an interesting game. It's on at the crack of dawn, 10 a.m. on Fox. I don't know why they schedule these powerhouse games so early in the morning, so Tim has to get up. Who else we got? You know, to be honest, for me, I don't know how close this game will be. But I like the idea of Marshall at Notre Dame on NBC, so you can actually watch it for a change. I think Notre Dame probably wins. Well, maybe not even probably because it's in South Bend, but Notre Dame will win, but I still like to see Marshall on television. Clemson plays Furman. Boy, what a battle. I think this will be a better game than most people think. Texas A&M. At home against Appalachian State. Am I saying that right? Appalachian? Appalachian, we always say up here, but I guess it's Appalachian. I'm not sure. Anyway, another what sizes up to be a pretty good game is Pittsburgh and Tennessee. That's in Pittsburgh, so a bit of an edge to the Pit, but the Volunteers, who knows? Georgia plays Samford, so that's not going to be close. Yeah, maybe I jumped the gun on the quality of Saturday's games. There's a lot of West Virginia's at home to Kansas for my West Virginia people. Kentucky, okay, number 20 Kentucky is on the road to Gainesville to play the Gators. That might be a decent game. USC at Stanford, they don't like each other, so that might run out to be a half-decent game. Boy, there's a battle. That sounds like a New Year's or a Christmas Eve bowl game. Hawaii's at Michigan. Should be the other way around for the bowl game, but that won't be close. Of course, watch Michigan lose. Oregon fell right out of the top 25, which is good for them because they're playing Eastern Washington, so no one will care. And the late game, Baylor at BYU. So that's two ranked, two top 25 teams ranked. So that looks interesting. So college football in full swing. Yeah, it gives you something to do on a Saturday. Let's go move on to the NFL, where we've got, of course, as I mentioned, Buffalo is on the road to the Rams to open the season. I'm not sure that the Rams are going to repeat. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to have a bit of a Super Bowl headache. And I think the Bills are pretty good. So I'm going to take Buffalo tonight. I don't care. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Nick Hoff, don't care. Don't care, don't care, don't care. Bills. Although the game is in LA, so that might make a difference. Come Sunday, week one, a game I think that probably everybody has, even if you don't really care who wins, you're somewhat interested in it because of the optics and the entire schmoz that the Cleveland Browns organization caused with the Baker Mayfield thing and signing Deshaun Watson to some unholy contract and seemingly not caring one fig about his potential legal problems or optics or however you want to look at that. So I got to be honest. I hope that Baker Mayfield lays a beating on the Cleveland Browns. Don't know that he will, but that's what I'm hoping for. But anyhow, to start the year, the Saints are on the road to the Falcons. Falcons without Matt Ryan anymore. A different look in Atlanta. In the battle of the, I'm not sure what's, the 49ers are in Soldier Field to play the Bears. I don't know what the Bears have got this year. Hard to say. I'd like to see them do well just because they never do. But San Francisco, bit of a quarterback thing going on there. As Jimmy Garoppolo, I believe if I read correctly, is the highest paid backup in the NFL. Trey Lance had better get his act together or he's going to be gone. The Steelers in Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Oh, Pittsburgh, how you have fallen. I don't know. Pittsburgh Steelers. Where do you put the Pittsburgh Steelers? No Ben Roethlisberger. They've got to move on this year. I'm going to go with Mitch Trubisky, from what I understand. You heard that right, Mitch Trubisky. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Work in progress. Maybe Mitch in a new place. Different coach, different system and all that. Maybe that works for him. We shall see. But I think the Bengals will roll all over the Steelers. The Eagles are in Detroit to play the Lions. The Eagles looked really good on paper last year and weren't, mostly because of injuries. I think the Eagles are going to be pretty good this year, better than they were. They'll hammer Detroit in Detroit. The Patriots are in Miami to play the Dolphins. I'll take the Patriots. Don't know what Miami's got this year. Jury's still out on Tua. Who knows? But good luck to both of them. I don't dislike either of those teams. Patriots, well, maybe a little bit because of Bill Belichick, but I can live with the Patriots being successful. The Ravens are in New York to play the Jets. God only knows what's going on in the Jetville. Ravens all day long. In the game where if you want to catch up on your sleep, the Jaguars are in Washington to play the what the hell ever they are now. The Commanders, is that what they are? Redskins, don't care. Redskins. I'm calling them the Redskins. If you don't like it, I don't care. They're the Redskins, and they're going to lose. But then again, maybe not, because Jacksonville. I don't know. Trevor Lawrence, who I love to call Tracy Lawrence, is going to have to find some game this year. Jacksonville, ownership there and all that being what it is. I just have a look at the wrestling scandal to know what I'm talking about. I don't know who's going to win that game. That's going to be a toss-up. Don't bet on that one. The Colts are in Houston to play the Texans. Going to be interesting to see what the Indianapolis Colts are like with Matt Ryan at quarterback. Houston, well, what do we say about the Texans? I don't know. We'll see. David Mills and Kyle Allen as your quarterbacks. Let that sink in for a minute. A lot of talk in Texas too, but talk is cheap. So we'll see. Like I said, we'll see where David Mills goes. Work in progress. Nobody expecting much from the Texans. Yes, my computer takes a shits the bed. We'll just move on for a second. Oh, then we're okay. Then we've got the Giants at the Titans. I'll take the Titans. The Giants work in progress. Green Bay is in Minnesota to play the Vikings. Normally, I would have said Green Bay. However, I like Aaron Rodgers. Don't know who he's going to throw the ball to. Somebody's going to have to emerge from Green Bay as the man. And until that happens, I think I'll take the Vikings. The Chiefs, this will be a good game. The Chiefs are in Arizona to play the Cardinals. That's going to be a battle. Not sure who's going to win that this early in the season. Bit of a toss-up. The Raiders are in LA to play the Chargers. That's going to be a good game, too. I'll give the slight edge to the Chargers because they're at home. And then the Sunday night game is Tampa Bay in Dallas to play the Cowboys. Normally, I probably would have given this to Tampa Bay, but I don't really know what the hell's going on there with Tom Brady and supposed spats with his wife and all that. However, if anybody can wipe that off the slate and act like it never happened, it'd be Tom Brady. Dallas, as usual, looks pretty good on paper, but nobody really knows and will probably falter. I'm going to give the edge to Tampa Bay, but I hope Dallas wins. And then in the Monday night game, also a highly anticipated game, the Broncos will visit Seattle with their new quarterback, Russell Wilson. Seattle is going to have a rough year this year, and it will start Monday night, as hopefully Russell Wilson tears the Seattle defense to shreds and walks off the field victorious to the cheers of his former hometown fans. Wouldn't that be sweet? That's the that's quick NFL wrap up. You gotta like that. That's quick. We're only 17 minutes in here, and we're through NFL and college football, people. You gotta love that because on double speed, that's only 10 minutes, Ed Bogus. What else has happened? U.S. Open is ongoing. Serena Williams has failed in her quest to reach, I believe it's 24 titles held by Margaret Court of Australia. Looking like Serena might be finished. And of course, that has led to the inevitable debates and fights and online sniping on whether she is the greatest of all time. You know what? Here's my final take on this. Statistically, she is not. 24 to 23, 24 wins. That's pretty simple. Modern day tennis player, she's the greatest women's player. I don't really think you can argue that too much. And if you do, okay, fine. My final thing is this. If you think she is the greatest player of all time, then she is. And if you don't think she is, then she isn't. There's no subjective way to prove one way or the other. We can never have Margaret Court in her prime play Serena Williams in hers. And even if we could, that's, 60s versus 2010s. There's no way to do it. The argument in basketball will rage on forever. And if you live long enough or have a way to look at the history, you will see that in 20 years they'll be raging. It won't be either of them. It'll be whoever is the current dominant player in whatever sport we're talking about. There's no way to ever prove it. Especially when it's close. I mean, we may argue in a sport like hockey, where Wayne Gretzky is literally, I don't know what it is anymore, 700 or 800 points ahead of his nearest competitor. That's pretty tough to argue stats like that. But if you're going to get into the LeBron, Michael, Kobe, Magic, the list goes on kind of thing, I don't really know how you can. You make your argument and you stick to it, and you believe what you believe, and that's all good. Bogus, what's going on in the world of baseball? Anything worth talking about, Ed? Anyone? 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 I know the Aaron Judge is smacking home runs like nobody's business. I'm not sure if he's going to make the record or the Yankee record, but he's going to come close. I noticed my hometown Blue Jays are hanging in there, looking. What do we got left? 25 games or so, something like that, depending on which team we're talking about. Toronto is, I believe, still holding on to a wild card. The Orioles are 4.5 back with 30 to go, so that ain't over yet. And Toronto's only a half a game behind Seattle and a game and a half behind Tampa Bay. So, yeah, we got a chance there yet. Yankees looking good but faltering lately. Cleveland leading the Central. A couple games up on the Twins and the White Sox. The Astros, as ever, 11 games up in the West. If they're cheating still, they figured out a new way to do it. The Mets are leading the National League East, but only by a half a game over the Braves. I hate the Mets and the Braves, so that's a no-win for Tim. The ever-present St. Louis Cardinals are leading the Central by 9.5 games over the Brewers. I used to be a Cubs fan to some degree, but they are absolutely horrible this year. And, of course, the Dodgers leading the National League West by a paltry 19 games over the Padres. What's the wild card in the National League looking like? Let's see here. The Braves, the Phillies, and the Padres right now. Braves looking pretty safe, 10.5 games up on Philadelphia and San Diego. The Brewers have got a shot. They're only 4 games back. Giants are 9.5 in San Francisco. Not going to make it. And boy, does it must hurt to be a Washington Nationals fan, as they have already been eliminated. A stunning 48-89 record. And in the American League, Oakland, what a surprise, Oakland. Moneyball, anyone. 50-87 and 26.5 games back. There's your baseball story in a nutshell. Television sports ratings. We'll move that quick. Tim likes to talk about these things. The weekly sports TV ratings came in on, I believe it was Tuesday, with the Monday holiday. The Saturday Night Football, Notre Dame at Ohio State, 10.5 million. Kicking Heine, highest rated sports show by miles, not even close to anything else. Nothing came close except more football. Florida State at LSU did 7.5 million, surprisingly. Oregon and Georgia, 6.1. Colorado at Michigan, 4 million. And other games, most of them all over a million, most of them in the 2 to 3 range. U.S. Open tennis, of course, the Serena Williams game did a 4.5 million. And then they did fairly well, most of their stuff in 2.2, 1.7, 1.5. As it gets further in, their ratings continue to go up a little bit. NASCAR pulled a $2.3 million for the race at Darlington. In the other sports category, Friday Night SmackDown does $2.1 million. Not even sure if that's really a sport. The WNBA playoffs does $900,000, which barely beats pro bull riding on Sunday night. Because that did 800 million or 800,000, 800 million. That would have been a show. The other NBA, WNBA playoff games did half a million and under half a million, which is kind of frightening when Big Three basketball on a Saturday afternoon rates higher than your playoff games. Baseball, Sunday night baseball on ESPN did 1.1 million. Saturday baseball on Fox averaged out at 949,000, and the rest of their games are 300,000, 250. Poor baseball. And you know that that's kind of sad when NBC Premier League Soccer does 914,000, which beats every baseball game except for ESPN Sunday night. Sunday morning, Premier League Soccer on the USA Network did 875,000. That's not good. Baseball, not good. The LPGA did 332,000 for their Sunday last round of their tournament. There was no men's golf. So that was out. So here's a quick look at your sports television ratings, brought to you by me. So everyone, how's everybody doing? We're into the dog days of summer here. Summer is mostly gone. We're taking a quick trip to fall. And was your summer good, people? I'm not sure. The jury's still out. It was kind of a weird summer for us up here. Well, us, for me up here. Some medical stuff went on inside the family. It's not been fun. Could be worse, though, too. So we got that. Weather was quite hot, and all of a sudden it just turned on a dime, and now I'm almost wishing it was warm again. Hopefully the sports season starts this year and everything stays normal and we don't have any kind of a COVID hiccup. I don't think we're gonna. I think people are pretty much done with it, as it has kind of ramped down to a dull roar these days, and people are just kind of learning to live with it. I don't want to see masks or empty stadiums or any of that again. I'm done with that. Hopefully, you know, if social media could just blow up and only the responsible people could stay on social media. But it's such a shit show these days. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. It's just, I spend more time turning people off. Or, no, I don't want to hear about this story because I just don't want to be any more outraged than I already am about whatever it is. And everybody's an expert. Everybody's right. Having an opinion, regardless of which direction it falls in, is wrong because you're an idiot. And it gets rather tiresome after a while. Like junior high. That's what social media has become. Junior high school. A lot of people with a lot to say, most of them not that bright. So, with that's going to be a quick wrap-up from me. I ain't got a whole lot more to say. If Jeff shows his ugly head, we may get a little deeper into the NFL. But other than that, everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy your sports. Enjoy your families, your friends. It's over far too soon. Ask anybody who's getting older. They'll tell you. And with that, stay safe, take it easy, and have a good weekend. This is me for Wide Men Can't Jump in the Great White North saying, see you later.